Okay, so this is our second chabura on the topic of Bo Machteres. It's been a couple of nights since the first year, so just a quick chazar, because of Shavuot and Tammuz and then the trip. So in short, in the first chabura we developed basically two different approaches in regards to the mechayev of Misa for Bo Machteres. First approach being the normative approach that the Ikar Mechayev of Misa for the Bo Machteres is Kuach Nefesh, namely the threat to the Baal Bayis' life is the Ikar Koveya, Ikar Goyim for the Misa of the Rodev, of the Ganav. Again, first approach being is Kuach Nefesh. Second approach being a much bigger Chiddush, developed by certain Achronim on the basis of Gemara and the Shita of the Rif, and that is that the Mechayev is not Pikuach Nefesh. Right? These Mefarshim think that there is no Pikuach Nefesh at hand for different reasons we developed last time, but rather the Mechayev is the Shein Rodev, right? And the fact that the Bo Machteres has a Din Rodev, so even though there is no Pikuach Nefesh, that is still Mechayev Misa for the Bo Machteres as a Rodev. So we discussed all the different rayas and all the different details last time. So, just tonight, finishing up section one, I wanted to discuss like one impacted issue from this discussion about whether there is a pikuach nefesh, or whether the pikuach nefesh is the mechayev, or whether the mechayev is just a shame rodev. And that is the question of whether it is a chiyuv or just a rishus to kill the Bo Machteres. And we're going to see that this question of whether it's a chiv or a rishus to kill the Bo Machteres is going to be directly impacted by the discussion we had earlier about whether the mechayev is pikuach nefesh / a shein rodev. We'll get there. We'll just go through the evidence and then we'll explain. So as you saw from the Koros, right, I presented the question of chiv or rishus, but it seems to be very lopsided. Yeah. The Makoros seems very lopsided in one direction, right? Where do most of the Makoros fall down? On which side is it? Rishus. Exactly. Almost every single Makor in question implies that it's only Rishus to kill the Bo Machteres, but there in fact is no Chiyah to do so. So before analyzing, let's just quickly go through the Makoros to establish that it is only a Rishus. So what is the earliest Makor? What's the earliest Makor which has the implication that it is just a Rishus to kill the Bo Machteres? The Pasuk. Exactly. What does the Pasuk say? Exactly. Right, Pasuk in Shemos, right, Chav Beis Aleph, which says, Im Bo Machteres Yimatzei HaGanav, right, if this Ganav is found, you know, right, in the tunnel, Hu Ka V'meis, he is killed. Ein Lo Damim, that's a big phrase. Ein Lo Damim, we'll see exactly what that means. But basically, according to everyone, Ein Lo Damim is basically establishing that the person who kills this Bo Machteres is not going to be Chayiv Misa. So we'll get the details in a second in terms of how you type, right, how you understand Ein Lo Damim, but the Tzad HaShavah, right, the common denominator between all the Pshatim is what's coming out of the Pasuk, is the Pasuk is saying that even when someone kills the Bo Machteres, the person who kills him is basically Pater. Right? And that implies that it's only Rishus. Because if there's a Chiyuv for someone else to kill him, so then it would be a very strange way. And the Pasuk, what should the Pasuk say? It should tell the bystander or the Baal Bayis, kill the Bo Machteres. The fact that the Pasuk doesn't say, kill the Bo Machteres, but rather says, oh, if you kill the Bo Machteres, you are a punter. That is a clear, you know, implication that it's only Rishus to kill the Bo Machteres. And the Chiddush is it's a Rishus, you're allowed to, and if you do so, you're going to be a punter. But there is no implication that there is a fear. So just go through a couple of the various explanations of just how the Rishonim understand Ein Lo Damim, just to, you know, flesh this out. So what's the classic understanding of Ein Lo Damim? Let's say Rashi on Chumash. But what does Ein Lo Damim mean? How do you understand that term? Exactly. Okay. Moshe? Sometimes the person screams at the end, you know? The press conferences, you know, the person asks the last question. No, it's okay. What? What is it?
The last question.
Yeah. Fine. Yes, as Moshe said, the pshat that Rashi suggests and the first suggestion of the Ad Ramah here, and Ayin Bezim and Aleph, they both say that Ein Lo Damim, who's the low? Low is referring to the Bal Machteres. They say that Ein Lo Damim, he, the Bal Machteres, doesn't have any blood. In halachic terminology, he's like a Gavra Ketila. He's a dead man walking. So therefore, the Pasuk is saying, you're not Chai, right, the killer is not Chai Misa because you basically killed a dead man. So again, the first way of understanding Ein Lo Damim is that the Bal Machteres doesn't have any blood. He's a Gavra Ketila. And that's the way of saying, therefore, there's no Chai Misa for killing him because you basically killed someone who was already dead.
He himself knows that he's putting himself in a situation because I know I'm dead right now when I'm walking into this house. So say he put seemingly he put his life in some sort of like
Okay. Interesting. We'll get to that chapter of exactly what that means, but bring it up again when we get there. So the second version is suggested by the Ibn Ezra. Again, big picture, it gets to the same point, but it's a slightly different, understanding of the Ein Lo Damim, and it's actually the low is going not on the Bal Machteres, but rather going on the Hori. How does Ibn Ezra say it? Ein Lo Damim, the Hori doesn't have Damim in what sense?
What?
Exactly, like a pervert, colloquially, you would say he doesn't have, like, Dam, he doesn't have blood on his hands. Right? So Ein Lo Damim, according to Ibn Ezra, is not saying that the Bal Machteres doesn't have Dam, is a Gavra Ketila, but it's rather that when the Horeg kills the Bal Machteres, Ein Lo Damim, the Horeg doesn't have Dam on his hands, i.e., he is not responsible. Okay, so either way you go, right, Ein Lo Damim, whether the low is the Bal Machteres, or whether the low is the Horeg, either way, it's getting back to the same point that the purpose of the Pasuk is establishing that the Horeg is not Chayiv Misa for killing the Bal Machteres, and again, that implies that it's a Rishus to kill the Bal Machteres, not a Chiyiv, because if it was a Chiyiv, the Torah should have formally, in terms of that you should kill him, not just if you kill him, you're going to be Pater. Yeah, Yitzhak?
Now again, who is low referred to according to Chita?
According to Rashi and the Yad Ramah, it refers to the Bal Machteres, that the Bal Machteres,
the Ganav?
The Ganav, exactly, doesn't have Dam, it is that you've killed someone who's already dead.
Rashi said, English Chita's coming.
I have a lesson here that in Zuritzicha, Harihu Kimes Meikara. That's just saying it's not, you didn't kill him because he's like he's dead. And the way he's understanding Ein Lo Damim is that he, the Bal Machteres, is already dead. And the second child, Ibn Ezra, is that Ein Lo Damim going on the Horeg, that he doesn't have like blood on his hands, colloquially. Fine. So that's already the Pasuk, according to all the different interpretations. Again, Mashma, that it's just Rishus. Then you have also Rashi in two places in Shas also seems to explicitly say that. One is in Eretz Gemara, and I am Beis on the Beis. Dirmaskal Balabayas. Just very quickly, he just states it explicitly. Right? You want to take a look? Sam, did you have it?
Yeah.
Just the first three words.
Balabayas, Udumutter.
The Mutter Lahargo. Exactly. So we'll save the rest for when we get to it. But basically, it's very clear already from this Rashi that it's Mutter Lahargo, it's only a Rishus. And again, if you saw, Rashi and Pesachim, I'm not sure if I had you see it. The Rashi and Pesachim, Beis and Beis, when he's also, right, Gemara and Pesachim discusses the Sugya of our Sugya about Machteres, so we'll get there when we get deal with the issue of Safek. So when Rashi there is explaining the Gemara, also has the law of the following Lashon, and he says, Mashe nitna lecha Torah, Rishus, ala ba. But Machteres Lahargo. So again, Rashi Lashitaso explicitly there in Pesachim also formulates the din in terms of Rishus. So again, so we have the Pasuk so far, we have these two Rashis, and the third Makor is going, chronological order here. You have Tosos. Tosos and Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Dirmasko Afrotzeh. So what's the context of Tosos? What's Tosos' Kasha? And you remember?
Why does it make the Dosha that we made on Ambigalon Faith?
Yeah, meaning why does the Suga and Ayin Gimel, which is dealing with what? What's
it's
the Suga? Generally, it's Rodev. The Suga and Ayin Gimel and Aleph is the Suga of Rodev. One example of which is now in Ramsa. So there the Gemara gives a makor that what?
That one to kill the person.
Exactly. If anybody...
Could or should.
Exactly. We'll leave it vague for now. I'm like, how do you... Should slash could kill... Thank you, Mayor. The Rodev. So the Kasha that Tosas asks is that why do you need a separate Makor Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph in the context of Rodev to establish the Din Misa? That's sufficient of Dave, right? If what? We already have a machmer in the context of Bamachteris, right, where it says v'hukah b'chol adam. We have a machmer by Bamachteris, which says that you can kill, that there's a din misa for the Bamachteris. The question is, it's redundant. Shouldn't they be the same din? They both seem to be in the, you know, general din of roldev slash pikuach nefesh. So why do you need two different makaras? And what's Tosa's answer? Exactly. But Bamachteris is only Rishus, exactly. So Tosa is going along with this theme and saying that you really, the reason why you need two different psukim, because these are two different parashios, two different dinim. The din of Bamachteris is only a din of Rishus, and the din of Rodef is a chiyuv. We still have to explain that difference, but again, it's already clear in Tosos, like Rashi, like the Pasuk, that it's just a Rishus. Just really quickly, one last source we'll see inside is the Rambam in Hilchos Genevim. Didn't I bring it? It's okay. Anyone have the Rambam? It's okay. Anyone have the Rambam in Hilchos Genevim? Perek Tes Halacha Zayin? Yeah. So we'll stall for a second. We will see very clearly that the way the Rambam formulates the Din of Bamachteres, it's very much in, I don't want to say B'dievet, but very much in like post facto putter terms. If you kill him, so yeah, go for it, David.
So Habodu Machteres, in Bayoim, Hambim Bayim Uvim Balaylo, in Lodomen, Bela Imho Rubala Bais, Ushala Adon.
Oh, it's a little more Augusta with that last word. Oh, I'm good. I just wanted someone to read it.
Sounds a bit yavid.
Exactly, right? Right. If the Baal Bayis or someone else kills him, he is
Pater.
And again. Exactly. So the Rambam twice says Pater, Rishus. Very clear that it's only Rishus. And again, this is in stark contrast. We'll see it soon-ish. Yeah, but it's like in stark contrast to the realm of Rotseach, where the Rambam explicitly states it's a mitzvah to kill. Sorry, not for that. A Rodef. In stark contrast to the realm of Rodef, where the Rambam formulates it as a mitzvah to kill a Rodef. So again, in line with Tosfos and other Rishonim, where most Rishonim are saying that Bamachteris is Rishus, while Rodef is a Echid. And again, other. So far, the Pasuk, Rashi, I don't mean in terms of the Chilik.
Like Rodef.
Exactly, yeah. But in terms of the. Yeah, in terms of the broader picture, in terms of Bamachteres being Rishus, you have the Pasuk, as explained by all the Rishonim. You have Rashi, you have Tosos, you have Rambam, and again, there's also Meiri on Ayin Beis and Mebeis, Dirmaskal Rishus, who explicitly is Dirmaskal Rishus, who, as you can guess, says Rishus Zu Shenitna Torah Laharog Ze Bamachteres. Again, and also the Chiddush Haran. Also, all these Rishonim, basically almost all Rishonim, formulate Bamachteres as Rishus. So now, after just going through all that evidence, let's just analyze it first, and then we'll take any questions, because I have a feeling that...
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, go quickly.
Yeah. Potter sounds like it's not like
Bidyabin. It's a word that looks. What? Well, he then says Rishus the Chol Adam.
Yeah, he's saying, why is Rambam...
Why does he do both?
Why does he mean...
Well, I think he's probably coming off the first line of the Rambam is basically paraphrasing the Pasuk.
Yeah.
The Emel Daman. And Emel Daman is basically Pater. And they pointed out.
You're
already
Pater.
Yeah. So the Chiddush, I mean, you're right. The Pasuk establishes that you're basically Pater if you do it. Then we're basically pointing out the reason why you're Pater, and why are you Pater? You killed someone. The answer is you're Pater because it's Rishus.
So how do you know
No, because the question is, why would you put it? Why would you be put if you're killing someone? If not for the fact that there's Rishus to do so.
Because
for that same reason, that's the reason why it's going to be mutter.
Yeah, but mutter means that you're allowed to do it, but what?
Rishus is mutter.
You tell
them
that you don't have to kill them, but if you kill them, then whatever. You can say that it's whatever. You can say that. You don't have to,
meaning, i.e., it's not a chiyuv, but you're allowed to.
But it's like, should you do
you're right. Just because something is pater, it doesn't mean that it's pater. You're right, in general, like the concept of pater level also. Is that basically what you're asking?
Yeah. You can tell, if the Torah told you lechatchila what you should do, if it says pater, then lechatchila you shouldn't do it. If you do it, then okay, we're not going to get it.
Pater la
balas. Oh yeah, I don't know.
Basically, your question is, what do you mean? It should be pater la balas. That's basically what you're
saying. I'm not saying you should. Which one is the Rambam saying?
Well, the Rambam is saying it's pater and lechatchila. It says both. It says pater and it's reshus. Because in this context, when it comes to killing people, the only time I think the answer is there's no patal of al asr in the context of killing someone. If you're going to be patal for killing someone, presumably it's because it was mutter b'chisa. What?
If you kill someone to die, it's patal al asr.
Okay, good point. Good point. In short, okay, different answer. The answer is the reason why we know this is because of the Mishnah. Mishnah. The Mishnah is very clear that it's mutter to kill, at least, very least, it's mutter to kill someone. Okay, just moving on. So make sure we. So all this evidence points in the direction, right? And this is clearly the normative approach in the Rishonim, that it's only a reshus to kill ba machteris, not a chiv. So the obvious question is going to be, why isn't it a chiv? For sure, take that away. Why isn't it a chiv to kill a ba machteris, just like you have a chiv to kill a roldif? This person is chasing someone else. What? Just like you would kill a rodef who's chasing someone else to kill him. So why wouldn't there also be a chiv to kill a bar machteres who's chasing someone? That's the big question.
Why isn't there?
Why isn't there? According to all of you've shown him, it's just a rishos. So just take a question that turn. So the question, what? You don't understand the question? That's understood.
Why should it be?
And if you have a person who's seemingly threatening someone's life. Okay, sort of getting to the answer, you can tell. But seemingly is threatening someone's life. So just like whenever you, by a classical road day, when you have a road day,
it's
threatening.
That's why
it's related to the previous discussion. So in short, right, the question in the vacuum would have been, why is there a difference between the din of a road day, which is a chiv to kill him, and the din of a bomach terrorist, which is not a chiv? So one way of answering this question is going back to that second approach we're developing, that if you play down the factor, downgrade the factor pikuach nefesh, so then we understand this. And say, Rodev is a chiyuv because there's a pikuach nefesh. There, the nirdav's pikuach nefesh is at stake, so that pikuach nefesh generates a chiyuv to kill the Rodev. But if you downplay the factor of pikuach nefesh when it comes to b'mach teres, so that would be one way of understanding once there is no factor of pikuach nefesh or a mitigated or, you know, a neutralized, semi-neutralized factor of pikuach nefesh. So then you would understand why, perhaps, there is no chiyuv to kill b'mach teres. It's only a rishus. So again, there are two ways to say this answer. One is l'shach. Rav Shach. Right? Rav Shach, who was one of the Mefarshim who developed the second approach, right, who said that there was no pikuach nefesh, right? He was the mechadish, right, that the chazaka is all in the minds of the b'machteres, but in reality there's really no pikuach nefesh. So Rav Shach, one of the, you know, benefits of his pshat, and actually there's one of the rayos to his pshat, he says, yeah, another raya that there's no pikuach nefesh in the sugya is the fact that there's only reshus to kill bar machteres. All this evidence, which proves that it's only reshus to kill bar machteres, says Rav Shach, that's yet another raya that there's no din pikuach nefesh at stake here. Because if there was a full-fledged pikuach nefesh here, so then there should be a chiyah to kill bar machteres, just like there's a chiyah to kill a rodev.
That's this is the least of the raya?
Yeah. Just let me finish, and that so that Rav Shach is one mefarish who basically downplays the pikuach nefesh to justify the lack of chiyuv. And when the Rav Shach says it in the form of that there is no pikuach nefesh at all, then he's being mechadish that despite the chazaka, there is no threat at all to the life of the Baal Bais. The Eben HaEzel of Issel Zal Meltzer similarly downplays the factor of pikuach nefesh to justify the lack of chiyuv, the fact that it's just rishus. But again, instead of going as far as Rav Shach to say that there is no pikuach nefesh, he says it's suffek pikuach nefesh. What Mr. Zalman says it is that, because bo machteres is only a suffek pikuach nefesh, so therefore a suffek pikuach nefesh only generates a rishus to kill the bo machteres, but not a chiyuv. Masha Inki, in the case of Rodev, which is a vandai, pikuach nefesh, there you have a chiyuv. So again, Rav Shach and the Evan Ezel are similar in the sense that they're both justifying the lack of a chiyuv, justifying the fact that it's just a reshus to kill a b'machteres, by downplaying the pikuach nefesh. Again, Rav Shach downplays it completely by saying there is no pikuach nefesh bichlal, while Evan Ezel says that's a little hard to justify, given the Gemara and Yuma, etc. So he says, I'll have my cake and eat it too, and say that there is some pikuach nefesh, it's a subic pikuach nefesh, but not about the pikuach nefesh, and therefore, since only subic pikuach nefesh, an added chiddush that subic pikuach nefesh, according to Evan Ezel, only generates a reshus. Again, that's a big chiddush, because the pashas, subic pikuach nefesh, which is doche Shabbos, would seemingly also generate a chiyuv. Is that what you're going to ask?
Yeah, I was going to ask that in general. Yeah. Ram also says, like, mix with the dole, not
the
subic
pikuach nefesh. Yeah.
The same thing.
Exactly.
How's the answer that?
I figured you were going to say that. The difficulty of Evan Ezel is that, right, basically what he's bothered by, he's like, no, evidence on both sides. On the one hand, he's like, Gemara Yuma Pehe, which says there is Pikuach Nefesh, and the Pashas of the Chazaka and our Gemara, sounds like there is Pikuach Nefesh. On the other hand, there's no Chiyuv. So he says, how am I going to resolve that? Split my cards, split it in half. Suffek Pikuach Nefesh, and I'll go have my cake and eat it too. So since it's Suffek Pikuach Nefesh, there is some Pikuach Nefesh, so you have the Gemara and Yuma, but since it's only Suffek, so therefore that would justify the lack of Chiyuv. But the problem is that Bipashtus, we treat Suffek Pikuach Nefesh like Vada Pikuach Nefesh, for sure, Leinyum Shabbos, and Bipashtus to generate a Chiyuv. But according to Evan Ezel, his Chiddush is that Suffek Pikuach Nefesh creates a Rishus to kill, but not a Chiyuv. That's the Chiddush. You're saying for him.
Because he held that you learn the Amaratza from Bab Machteres.
But I think there it's. It's a good question. There.
Machteres, they're sure you can learn Rosh Hashanah from Bab Machteres.
No, the Tosas is asking on the Rodef Achar. He's talking about Rodef Achar Yitzicha. So there.
Once you're already learning to.
Well, you basically are asking. What?
Once you're learning to Navarasa.
From Navarasa.
No, from Bab Machteres to Navarasa.
So exactly. Even the Shabbos thing.
So you can certainly learn how to accept.
No, but the added pasuk is to tell you that not only is it a Rishus, but it's also a chiyuv. That's just coming to say that you have Bar Machteres, that generates Rishus. On that, on the basis of the Hukah, the Chol Adam, if you only had that pasuk, you'd only know that Rodev is Rishus. So that's why you need an extra pasuk, says Tosfos, to say that not only is it Rishus, but it's also a chiyuv.
So two things. One more thing, I feel like Rav Shach works really well with the Tosfos and Rambam formulating what they're saying. You both, like, totally contrasted with the idea of Otzeach.
Rodev.
And Rodev, yeah. Yeah, they're two totally different ideas. We want to go after the story totally enough.
Very good.
Why have I shown Rodev there's no chiyuv to kill the person?
Again, the way Rav Shach would say it is that it's like Imba al Kedusha. That it's a big chiddush. Again, ask Panina how big a chiddush it is. Right? It's a big chiddush. Rav Shach's idea that despite the lack of Pikuach Nefesh, the fact that we don't think that the Baal Bais' life is in danger, ki who's there, the fact that the intention to kill, the fact that that alone is mechayev a person misa, that's a huge chiddush. So as Rav Shach saying, the farthest that's going to go is to generate a rishus. But to say that intention alone is can create a chiyuv to kill, that's too far. No, just the last look at the pikuach nefesh. Okay. Yeah. So far, right, the answer to the question, right, basically, so far we basically brought a kitchen sink, right? Basically, all the Rishonim practically learned that Bab Machteres is only a Rishus. So we're trying to understand, so why is it not a Chiyuv? Why is it only a Rishus? We basically answered, if you downgrade the factor of Pikuach Nefesh, either by saying there's no pikuach nefesh or saying or by saying it's only subject pikuach nefesh. That's a way to justify the psak that is only rishus. But the problem, you know, with this answer alone is that, remember, almost all the rishonim paskin rishus. But yet, what's the normative shita in the sugya? Pikuach nefesh. So we still have to explain how, and again, that Bepashas means that almost all the Rishonim, you know, we just quoted it for Rishus, and again, for, and some of them are actually we know, let's say Rashi, for instance, are on both lists. Right? Rashi is the one who says Rishus, and we know Rashi is the one who explicitly invokes Pikuach Nefesh. That's just Rachos. But without that, basically, almost all Rishonim say Rishus, but yet almost all Rishonim, besides the Rif, also hold that there is a full Pikuach Nefesh by Baal Machteres. So, Chazer Kushel Duchta. Namely, how are you going to justify Lefi Rov Rishonim who hold that there is a full-fledged Pikuach Nefesh, but yet it's only a Rishus to kill a Baal Machteres and not a Chiv?
Who holds the Pikuach Nefesh but not a Chiv to kill?
I'm saying almost everyone.
You said that Rav there held Shemoni. Not the Al held Shemoni.
No, most Rishonim, again, the Shem Rodev is a Chiddush. The only Rishon that was associated with that was the Rif, as developed by Beryl Perversky and Rav Shach. Almost all Rishonim, the Pashtas, follow the Pashtas in the Gemara and Yuma, and as we saw in Rashi and Yad Ramah, again, Pashtas of the Sugya is that there's a full-fledged Pikuach Nefesh. Yet, the Pashtas of the Sugya also is that it's only a Rishus. So how do you square the two? Anyone have any suggestions? How you would justify why, even though it's a full-fledged Pikuach Nefesh, why there is no Chiyuv to kill the Baal Machteres? Yeah. Excellent. Exactly. That's exactly what I was missing. And that is that basically you borrow Rebarrel's Yisod. Right? Rebarrel's Yisod is that what makes Baal Machteres unique is that it's avoidable. Right? The confrontation, the lethal confrontation, is avoidable if the Baal Bias just gives up his money. So we get to, in a couple of minutes, like why he's not Mechuyev to do that. Really, next. But the fact that there is that potential, again, remember, Rivero, you know, utilized that potential to explain why there's no din pikuach nefesh. That was his finish. The fact that there's an out, the fact that the threat to the guy's life is avoidable, that itself, according to Rivero, he says that means, that neutralizes the din pikuach nefesh. But everyone else can reject that last part and say, I agree to your yisod. I agree that the fact that now, the confrontation is avoidable. That's an important part of the sugya. But does Rov Rishonim think that there still is Pikuach Nefesh, even though it's avoidable? But yet, so even though there's Pikuach Nefesh, the reason why there's no Chiyuv to kill the Baal Machteres is because how can you tell the Baal Bias that you have to kill him if he could just as easily avoid the situation by just giving up his money? So we're not going to say, oh, Baal Bias, you have to kill if he just give up his money. All we're saying is that you don't have to give up your money. You can kill him. But again, there is always the option of giving up the money. So in short, the question was, if there's Pikuach Nefesh, how do you justify the lack of Chiyuv? Their answer is, there's no Chiyuv because there's always a way out. It's always avoidable.
Like,
yeah.
You just by rule, they've also a little bit. Like, yeah. If you have to kill it after Nevada, then you're not supposed to kill it. Like, it's still also, like, I don't know, it's avoidable that it.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to see here, the difference between here is that it's not so clear that you're mechuyev to take the avoidable route.
Right.
We'll get to that next.
Yeah, exactly.
But, there's, as they're going to ask another kasha, the svara that we just gave only goes so far. It only applies to one party. Which party does it apply to?
The Baal Bias.
Exactly, the Baal Bias. Right, you can tell the Baal Bias, yeah, you're not Mechuyev, because you could just opt out. But the question is, and I don't have an answer to this, why wouldn't there be a Chiyuv, according to all these approaches, on bystanders? For bystanders, from their vantage point, from their perspective, There's a chazaka which says the chazaka which dictates that the Baal Bayis is not going to give in, that he's going to stand up. So the chazaka of a pashtus, according to Rosh Hashanah, say the chazaka dictates that this is going to be a lethal confrontation.
It's happening at night.
We'll go, forget that. We'll get that later. The pashtus, the chiyah, this din is for bystanders also. So who could be called them? That's the din. It applies to everyone. I just want to get the question, and I'll. Right, so the question is, so for everyone else, all bystanders, who from their perspective, it's Torah's vadai that the Baal, that the ganav is going to kill, is going to be threatening the life of the Baal Bayis. So why don't they, according to this approach, if there's really a pikuach nefesh, so why don't those bystanders have a chiyuv? Because from their perspective, it's like a stam din of rodev. So that's a question, I think, that remains on this approach. Again, in just one ha'ara, is that while someone like Rashi, it's important to make this yukin, while Rashi, dear Masa Baal Bayis, while Rashi in the formulates mutzer only in terms of Baal Bayis,
yeah, that's only going to happen.
Yeah,
that's it. Was only Baal Bayis, because Masa Baal Bayis, and that's funny, it's really, it's a chiyuv on everybody.
Well, you don't know it's a chiyuv on Rashi, but all I'm saying is that, forget, meaning, even though the raya from Rashi of Rishus happens to have been in the context of Baal Bayis, so then the question is like, oh, maybe it's limited to Baal Bayis. But the Rambam, as you recall, if you go back to David's Lashon, David of the Lashon there, it's clearly the Rambam says, Rishus l'chol, Rishus yesh l'chol l'hargam. So the Rambam clearly formulates Rishus not just in terms of the Baal Bayis, but also in terms of all bystanders. And also, back to Tosos, what's the context of Tosos? Tosos is talking about the makor of the hukah mikol adam, i.e. bystanders, and yet Tosos formulates it as rishus. So that's a problem. Just, that's going to be an outstanding. No, at the moment I don't have an answer to that question. But ha'ara is that the one makor, what's the one makor for chiyuv who formulates the misa of a Baal Machteres as a chiyuv? This kiryas. So now, in light of what we just, yeah, in light of shita's kamai, early shita, yeah, he's rishon. Now, in light of the horror we just made, look at the lashon of the riyas. It's in source number 4 in the verse. Yair, do you want? Do you have the issue?
Yeah. Oh, the who ball is getting puzzled, the dice of Lyra and Baal Abayas, mitzvah al kol adam la tzilo, v'shay la mitzvah al kim v'shabas. V'shiyach la mitzvah.
So, which three words stand out at you?
Mitzvah
al kol adam. Yeah, it's four. Number one's mitzvah, that's ha'ara number one. So again, he's the first and only, to my knowledge, Rishon or Mefarish, who formulates the din misa for Baal Machteres in terms of mitzvah implication, chiv.
Yeah, mitzvahs are chiv. The mitzvahs that.
In this context, mitzvah al kol adam la'atzilo.
Whereas they say the next word in Russia is misa.
That's a field of the Shabbos.
But he's saying you're allowed to kill him even on Shabbos.
Yeah,
chiv.
Yeah.
Slow. Yeah, good questions. Number one, yes, there is a concept of mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis, but in this context, when like a Rishon says mitzvah lasos davar, that's not a lashon of kiyumis. Pashtus. Number one. Number two, the next lashon of Rosh Hashanah, Vila B'Shabbos, I think that's coming to say once I establish it as a chiyuv. By the way, this also applies on Shabbos.
Then he would just say after the Shabbos, was in Russia. Huh?
Okay, I hear the hara. Not convinced, but I hear the hara. But after the most important word in here, which is mitzvah, the next three most important words are alkol adam. So again, which I think is very, very important, that even the Riaz, who formulates it as a chiyuv, is only saying as a chiyuv alkol adam. Exactly based on the analysis we just pointed out. Because it could be that even the Riaz, who formulates the Chiyuv, would never say it's a Chiyuv in the Baal Bayis. Because you can't say there's a Chiyuv in the Baal Bayis, because the Baal Bayis always has the out.
That's a lot too low.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Chavrusa.
Yeah, in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'll call Adam Lahatzilo. Again, the Pasha is the hukah b'chol, he's like referencing hukah b'chol Adam, which is referring to like all other people. It's a mitzvah, I'll call Adam Lahatzilo. It's a mitzvah on everyone else to save him, Balabayim.
Yeah,
so all I'm saying.
Where?
Last 2 words. Misa sheyachol misa. That just means in any misa that you're able to kill him. That means you did. No. That's just telling that we'll get to that later. But that's just saying whichever misa is possible, that's the type of misa that you. Exactly. Any other gruesome options? So in short, all I'm pointing out is that I think it's important to know that even the Riaz, the one Mefarish who formulates Chiyuv, specifically formulates it in terms of, I think, Shar B'nai Adam, because even he accepts our previous analysis, there's not going to be a Chiyuv on the Baal Bayis, because the point of the Baal Bayis is, we're trying to say that the Chiddush of Baal Machteris is that the Baal Bayis, that there's no Chiyuv to give up his money. The Chiddush is that, Baal Bayis, you don't have to give up your money, you're allowed to kill him. But we never say you have to kill him, because he can always give it up. Okay. Clockwise. Baruch. We might have to stop at a certain point, but we'll start clockwise.
You say that your reshus is only when the Baal Bayis decides to get in the guy's way. So when he decides to do that, then he has reshus to kill him. When he's not doing it, your reshus is apparent. So he's not doing it.
You're trying to answer the question we left outstanding, which was, Why isn't it a chiyuv on bystanders? That was a question.
Yeah.
You're answering the what?
So that the reshus only the reshus for the Baal Bayis is the one he decides that he wants to kill that guy and stand in front of his money. Tamiya has reshus and this guy has the din ruli. He decides he wants to he's not gonna fight and he's gonna let the guy keep his money, and for everyone else it's not really a reshus anymore, or because the guy doesn't have a din ruli, the guy's standing beside.
No, so it doesn't answer the question. Our question is that why isn't it a chiyuv from
an
onlooker? No, I'm saying an onlooker. When the event is, you see it playing out. See the guy tunneling in, right? You see the guy tunneling in. So why don't we say a bystander who witnesses that, why don't all the Mefarshim say that from their perspective, since there's a chazaka that there's going to be a lethal confrontation, why don't they have a chiyuv? That was the question.
What is the bystander see exactly?
He sees the guy. The bystander sees the guy tunneling.
He sees the Baal Bayis in the house.
Yeah, he sees him tunneling underneath. Exactly.
And he also knows the Baal Bayis in the house.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But we're going to make a chiyuv on to kill a guy even though this guy has an option.
But the point is the chazaka that he's. The point is that chazaka is going to stand up. That's the whole point of the chazaka.
Still an option for not to do.
Yeah, but the chazaka that he's going to. Chazaka in Adam Mamed Al Mamono says that he has the option not to, but he's not going to take that option. Likewise? No, you don't have a chiyuv to ask. You did, right?
For
sure. I was thinking about this. We'll get to this later. Very sure. Maybe it's a chiyuv not to give it to like the black man. I was thinking about this. Yeah. The problem is no one says it. There's no Rishon. I mean, all I'm saying is that even the Riaz, who like is the only one who says Chiyuv, sounds like it's not called Adam, which I think the Pashtus means everyone else besides for it. But again, if you were to find the Rishon who said it, you'd have to go through that. Right? I have my pants. It's a good point. Oh, yeah. What is that?
Wouldn't it be impossible to have Tzius, that you see the person tumble again, and you see the Baal Bayis before any confrontation happens?
I'm going to answer that. It's not impossible.
I'm saying that just... See, in other words, it's possible. How is it possible the bystander sees the confrontation going to happen before? You guys tunneling underground, so it's possible to see the guy underground, and
the guy in the house.
It's a little bit of a
cash. The point is, I can't be a field also,
because it's...
The Gemara is chazak. The Gemara said.
But that chazak only applies when the guy's in his house.
So why do you have a rishus to kill him?
Huh?
Why do you have a rishus to kill him if you don't know he's on?
That's the point. The only time the case comes into effect is when the bystander sees.
Nidon Hashem Sofo. The whole point of Nidon.
So he's still tunneling.
Yeah. The din of Nidon Hashem Sofo. I think Rashi makes something clear. Yeah, look at Rashi on the mission. Nidon Hashem Sofo. The Hubbo Kato. I didn't kill anybody, yet Umdikdol is killed. From the Sofa Laro Balabayas Kishiya Amod Kinego in the future. When he will be Omid. So the whole point of Nidon Hashem Sofo is that you're only seeing him following in. And yet, you're asking a good question. It's more like Kashwal Maisa. In a situation where you know that he's home, this
doesn't
answer it. Yeah. What? Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like, it's a Kashwal Maisa, so I don't even feel like.
Yeah.
It's like, Kacha, that's the case, yeah. Just quick, because we.
So I would want to say, based on the Gemara next, that I can give a little bit of Aleph, that by Karamaras, so if you can let's block.
We'll get there.
That you're actually.
Could we hold off?
You're able to save Balabais.
We get there.
Here that he's talking about the Balabais as well, and they're saving the Rotea.
What?
You can say they're saving the Rotea, and here also.
Who's here?
That anybody who kills the Bava Matheris is saving the Bava Matheris, and therefore, even the Bava, and therefore, if you read it like that, the Bava Bais is the plow caught.
Okay.
Right from the beginning, it's an answer. It's an answer. If we're the regular piece of wording, it wouldn't be a happening that the Bava Bais has to be different. Because everybody, anyone can tell me. It's kind of like we're trying to find a new din. We're trying to figure out what the din is specifically of
Rotheras,
but with a
Havamina
that's different from
Rotheras.
So it seems like it's
already
not
really
a
Rotheras case. Yeah, I mean, we sort of point to those Havaminas as
like, well, if it was a regular piece of Rotheras, you wouldn't have a Havamina. You would think, you would intuitively think that Balabayas and everyone else were the same, and maybe have a reason why they're not.
If you're cool, those are some
of that.
Those
Havamina. You have to have a whole extra puff to that, even everyone else. That originally not really a
Rotheras
case in the first place.
Yeah, those are the Havamina.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't the number one.
It's
really not a
Rotheras
case.
Oh, yeah, they
come
on.
You're saying that
it's a proof that it's different.
If it was a regular Rotheras case, then you wouldn't need a
Rotheras. I understand. And that, if you recall, those are the Havaminas that, you know, Rav Shach and Rav Baruch Pogorsky invoke.
We don't have a problem for
them. What? No. You're not, but I'm saying, but in the end of the day, according to most of the version, there is Pigoth Nefesh here. When we analyze each one, we'll deal with that. Okay. Really quickly? Okay. So ask me after this. Okay. So Adkan is section one on, you know, the Mechayev of Misa. Fine. So now I want to get to the second issue in the Sugya, which is what I'm calling the Gorim of the Iskei Nefashos. Meaning, basically, who escalated, you know, this case, this confrontation from the realm of Mamonos to the realm of Nefashos. Again, remember, this Ganav originally, his primary intention is to steal money. That's all he wants. Right? He just wants the guy's sweat. Right? That's his primary intention. Because he's a chazaka, because of the confrontation, somehow this, you know, escalates to Misa. So the question is, who of the two parties between the Balabayas and the Ganav, who is the one who escalates the case from the realm of Momonos to the realm of Nefashos? In your colloquial terms, who pulls the gun first? In short. What?
You started first.
Who started? Who pulled the gun first? Who escalated the case from Momnos to Nefashos? So the Pashup shot in the Sigya. So before that, let's just read, you know, this topic is all, you know, hinges on the Chazaka. Let's just reread the Chazaka, which is the first Gemara after the Mishnah. Ellie? Amareva? Ayin Bez Aman Aleph. Right after the Mishnah?
Amareva might Emma Zamachares. What's the reason that you're allowed to kill some guy with Tarez? Chazaka, you know the mom and Akhil Avamono. It's a Chazaka that a person won't stand idle by money. The high name of Amar, he has Lima Kaila.
Who's talking? Who's the high name of Amar?
So, this the Amar Tara says that if he comes by me, He won't leave me alone. Be kai lafai
to lai. If he stands up to me,
I will kill him. The Torah says if he comes to kill you, get up and you kill him first. And
so if you were to answer that question, the simple reading of the Gemara, who do you think pulls this?
The Gemara is the Bava Machteres.
Exactly. Yeah. The Bava Machteres, right, the simple reading of the Gemara is that when he says, I'll stand up to me. He just won't let me go. So far, the bias has done anything but just prevents the Ghana from taking his money. And he's going to be, if he stands up to me, I'll kill him. I'll pull my gun. And in fact, if you look at Rashi, right, on the spot, Yumas and Chazaka, and the Meiri on the spot, they both interpret the Gemara Kepashtus as saying that the Ghana, the Bava Machteres, is the one who pulls his gun first. Right, once the Baal Bayis just stands his ground, doesn't let the Ganav take his money, that will cause the Baal Machteres to pull his gun, and essentially the Ganav is escalating the case from the realm of Mamonos to the realm of Nefashos. So this approach, the first approach, which says that it's the Ganav who really escalates the case, there are two basic assumptions in understanding this flow, the course of events. Assumption number one, I'm going to have to analyze each. Assumption number one is that the Baal Bayis is going to stand up for his money. The Baal Bayis is not going to stand down. Right? That's stage one. Baal Bayis stands up for his money. Assumption number one. Assumption number two is that once the Baal Bayis stands up for his money, the Ganav is going to pull his gun. Those are the two stages according to this first approach. Let's analyze each one. Okay, so the first assumption is that the Baal Bayis is going to stand up for his money. So the question, I sort of referenced this earlier, that one can ask is, why do we allow the Baal Bayis to stand up for his money? Why do we allow the Baal Bayis to hold his ground and not simply be mechayev the Baal Bayis to give up his money to basically prevent this whole situation to begin with? A very basic question you have to ask in the sugya. Why do we make an assumption? Chazaka ina the mamina atzma mamono. Once that's an assumption, okay, so now it's going to lead to nefashos and bo harga chalash game lahargo. Why don't we stop everything in its tracks? Nip it in the bud, and simply say that wait, instead of allowing the Baal Bayis to kill the Ghana, why don't we simply be machayim the Baal Bayis to give in? Be mechayev the Baal Bayis to give up his money. In this way, if you give up your money, you'll be saving, a nefesh b'Yisrael.
One of them is that, it might not be in terms of letting him do it. He might just do it anyways, not necessarily on suspicion. And the other one...
Do you know which Mefarish says it? Okay. We'll get there. Anyone? Explicitly.
According to Rashi,
yeah,
then he has no... He's whatever. He's not worth anything. So there's no reason as to why I would want to save this guy.
The Emo Domin is referring to the Baal
Machteres. It's going to Rashi.
That's circular. It's only once. It's only once as a Rishus to kill him.
Who cares about saving a person?
It's only after the fact. Yeah.
So he doesn't have to lose all of his money anyway.
We think that's why he's stuck.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay. Sure. Okay. The question. The question that we asked was, why aren't... I'm just going to present it, and then I'll take any questions. And that is, right, the question was, why aren't we mechayev the Baal Bayis to give up his money? So the first answer, as Amram intuited, if you didn't see the Magen Avraham, is that what? That really, the Torah would have liked to be mechayev the Baal Bayis to give up his money. Really... The Baal Bayis, should give up his money. But, it's like, Lo Dibra Torah Ella Keneged Yitzhara, the Torah isn't going to be mechayev a person because the Torah knows that a person will not necessarily listen. Meaning, because the Torah understands that chazak ein adam amid atzmo amamono, right? Since a person understands that a person can't easily just let go of his money, so according to this first answer, really lechatchila the person, the baal bayis should give up his money. The Torah is not mechayev a person because we know what different Torah elkenegi yitzahara. Sometimes the Torah will not be mechayev something when we know it's too difficult for a person to keep it. Well, different Torah. So which Mefarish says this? I don't recall. I don't get to the Magen Avraham yet. What? You don't get to the Magen Avraham?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the context of the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch?
Like if the guy comes to
ladder.
The guy comes to a city and he wants to take your money. Like the Magen Avraham says by Yachid, you should just
give up your
money, so
I
don't have to be
Mechal
Shabbos to...
Before that, just to back up. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch first states, the Shulchan Aruch first sets up a din based on the Gemara, that if, you know, the Goyim are laying siege to the town on Shabbos, so the question is, can the town be Mechal Shabbos to fight back? So the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, originally Mechalic between whether they're laying siege, you know, to threaten the wives of the town, of a Jewish town, or they just want to take the money of the town. And the Shulchan Aruch postulates that if they're laying siege to attack, so then yeah, that, you know, pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to attack back. But the Shulchan Aruch says originally, but if they're just laying siege because they want to collect the money, so then you can't be mechal Shabbos, so you just have to give up the money. Shulchan Aruch then says, but nowadays, even if, sorry, this is Shulchan Aruch or Achayim Shin Chavtes, if Zion.
This is what the Magen Avraham is based on.
Yeah. This is Shin Chav Tes, Zion. And Shulchan Aruch says, but nowadays, Bizman Azeh, even if they're laying siege of Iskei Mamonos, you can still be Mechal Shabbos. Now again, even though they only have in mind to take your money, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, nowadays, you can still be Mechal Shabbos to fight that.
Can be.
Can be. So, the Magen Avraham asks, why? Why do we allow people to be Mechal Shabbos to fight back if the Goyim are only coming on Iskei Mamonos? Just tell everybody to give up their money. That's the question the Magen Avraham asks. Again, you see where this is going, right? The threat is only Mamonos. Why do we allow a person to use lethal force, right, in response to a threat of Mamonos? Just tell a person to, why do we allow a person to be Dochi Yisurim, Shabbos in this case, you know, to save his money, just give up your money. So what does the Magen Avraham say?
He says by robbing, you assume that someone's going to do it, is going to mess up, so you should really have to kill the guy, because he's not giving Mamon of the money.
Exactly, and he quotes, Chazaka ina the Mamed al Mamono.
Nowadays,
that's just the application in that case of a siege. But, so the Magen Avraham answers that you're right. Really, we should tell, you know, a person to give up his money. And he says, when it comes to a yachid,
the
din for a yachid is a yachid should give up money. But when it comes to the rabbin, because of the chazaka in the mamin al mamono, we assume that a person is not going to listen. And since a person is not going to listen when we say give up your money, so therefore, chazaka in the mamin al mamono, therefore we allow you to be doche and iser of Shabbos. So in short, that's like the little different Torah. Can I get it's a home?
Or is that because people aren't giving, then the Goyim are going to try to kill the Jews or in the town, and therefore it turns into this guy.
All I'm saying is that it comes out of the Magen Avraham, that he invokes our Gemara, our Chazaka, the Ein Adam Mamin Amamono, in the context of a Lo Dibra Torah Elek Negi Yitzhara, in the context of saying that really a person in that context, and similarly in our context also, should give up the money. Really, you know, transpose that to our case, the Baal Bayis similarly as a Yachid should give up the money. The Chazaka Ein Adam Mamin Amamono is basically saying, but we know that people won't. And therefore, the Torah is not mechayev a person to give it up. So all I'm saying,
why can't you say Torah is still mechayev for people to give up? Just people will ignore the Torah.
But there's no, I mean, the idea of the notion of a Dibra Torah in the Sahara is that we don't just say, the Torah is not going to just create a chiyuv and say, okay, if you, you know, if you're mevatel, you're mevatel. If the Torah understands that something is, you know, it's too difficult, so it's not even going to make that a chiyuv. So going again, according to this, I just want to make sure I get finished now. So according to this first answer, right, the original question was, why don't we make the person give it up? The first answer, facing the Magen Aron, is that really he should, but we're not giving the chayiv in because it's too difficult. That's the Magen Aron. Yes, David?
How do you know that there was bottle
of steel right there?
What? Where did you say that
there was bottle of steel right there?
Maybe the, I don't know why
you feel that. That's what comes out of
Magen Aron.
Magen Aron is saying,
you know, the Magen Aron will still say, a lot of children, based on the post facto, that it's going to escalate no matter what happens. You don't have to come on to say that the Torah never gave us the first place. If you try to give the field, people will disobey the field. Let's say, and
it
would escalate, and
then it would come up, he'd go to Bama Ferris. No, but we know it's true. In case of, coming back to Bama Ferris, we know it's true. The Torah is never mechayev the person to give up the money. Right? Because then it wouldn't be rishus to kill. Right? It wouldn't be rishus to kill if you're chayev. If the chayev is to give up your money, then there's no rishus to kill. Give up your money.
Whoa.
So we're trying to understand.
No, not necessarily.
You're saying two tracks? You're saying, really, like, with a chilo, there should be a chiyuv, but could be even then is rishus?
Yeah, they can put it that way, yeah. I mean, the door is that you should give your money up.
We don't see that, though. What am I seeing?
Where do you not see it?
This is the sugya. What am I telling you? Do you ever see any line in the Gemara and Mishnah say that the guy shouldn't kill? It's, you know? That he should have to give up his money?
In the Chazak, it might not exist, according to the Rebbe. Because there's a chiv in the Torah not to fulfill that in mortality, therefore there might be a Chazak that I'm going to. Right?
And the Torah wouldn't be a chiv against the Chazak that I wouldn't have.
So there's no Chazak that's been agreed. Because there's a chiv in the Torah that you can't kill the guy, right? So therefore there's no Chazak that I'm going to kill.
Could be playing a little bit with like chicken and egg, but in short, it's I have like a minute and a half. And I'll take all the questions afterwards. In short, the first answer to the Magen Avraham is that the reason why there's no chiyuv is in line. It's like, you know, parallel. Well, different Torah looking at Yitzhara. The really you should give it up, but it's too difficult. The Chazaka Ein Adam Amin Al Mamono is basically saying that it's difficult for people to part with their money, especially when it's being threatened by other people by force. So therefore, the Torah is not mechayev because it's not going to, you know, make a chiyuv incumbent upon someone, which is too difficult. Breaking the rules. First answer. Second answer, and then I'll take questions afterwards, is the answer given by the Kovet Shirim. And basically, the Kovet Shirim, in essence, says that there, in scenarios like this, where you're in a situation of dechia, and you're in a situation where an iser is nitches, right? In this case, where it's like pushed off, right? A situation like here, where because you're in a state where, you know, assuming that, you know, you're assuming that you're going to retaliate, we end up being doche the iser ticha. We end up saying that in this situation, you're allowed to kill the person. So Rav Chanan says, in such situations, when you're in a situation where an iser is nitches, we are not, it's like a klali, it's like a kol Torah kula din, that we're not mechayev a person to spend money to circumvent the dechia. We don't say, even though you're in a dechuya situation, right, in the situation that you're in, you know, a certain iser, in this case, the iser tzikla is nitches, but why don't you spend money to get out of it? Right. Meaning, Kovet Shirim says, we see from here, that the Torah is not mechayev you to get out of, to obviate a dechia. What's the riot that he brings? Case of exactly a Kohen who is become who encounters a mace mitzvah, right? Exactly. You could have said, "What do you mean? I mean, why is a Kohen allowed to involve himself in a mace mitzvah? Kohen should always be able to, or in most scenarios, be able to hire a Yisrael to do it instead. Why do we never find?" That, and supposedly the Rashi spells this out, that a Kohen, once he's in a situation where he counters a Meitz Mitzvah, right, and that, Bechiyah Agav, now there's a Dechiyah, right, the Isra of Tumas Meis for a Kohen is Nitzes, And we don't lomatzino that the Torah is mechayev a person to spend money to obviate, to circumvent, to get out of the dechia.
Why is it true?
So to here, in this situation where, right, if you don't spend money, right, the situation is going to be such where there's going to be a confrontation here. So therefore, Chazaka and the Ma'amid HaMamono basically dictates that, right, if we let just the course of events run, that the person is going to, it's going to be a lethal confrontation. We basically give the Baal Bayis, the Rishus, to kill the Baal Mafteris. In essence, that's the Isser Betzichas Nitzes. That situation, we're not Mechayev, the Baal Bayis, to spend money, in essence, in this case, to give up this money to obviate, to get out of this, to get out of this problem. So in short, so we'll stop here. Those are two approaches in terms of why the person is not Chayev to give up this money. I'll take all questions right now.
You said